Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true?
The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment
Chandu the Magician.
Tangier, Spanish Morocco. Curious blending of old Africa and modern Europe. The windows of a suite in the Hotel Grand Marachal look down on passing Moors, Arabs, and veiled Tuaregs from beyond the mountains. Over the rooftops, distant music.
Chandu, the Magician.
Frank!
Oh.
Well, didn't you hear me come in? You looked as if you were 1,000 miles away.
I was more than that, Dot. I was thinking of the yogi. Been half expecting a message from him all afternoon.
Oh. Well, I should be used to it by this time, but...
But what, Dorothy?
Well, you must admit it's uncanny to hear your own brother talking calmly about speaking with a man in Tibet.
Now, Dot, anyone can do the things I do if...
Yes, if. Well, what I really came to ask you was about our going on a sightseeing trip to the mountains tomorrow.
Well, I can't go, Dot. Ladue wouldn't have asked me to come all the way from Cairo unless he had serious trouble on his hands. What about this trip?
Oh, Bob and Betty got into conversation with one of those sightseeing guides. He said there's an all-day trip to a village across the mountains that we couldn't afford to miss. You know how they go on.
Well, why don't you go? You might... Listen. There it is. The psychic summons. I'll get the crystal.
I said you were uncanny. A premonition, and now this.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of, Dot. Stand here and look into the crystal with me. It doesn't look like Tibet.
Well, I don't see anything but masses of fog. Drifting through twisted trees. Frank, what an appalling place.
Yes, there's something evil there. Under the trees. What's that?
Someone singing. Does this mean anything to you, Frank?
Not yet. Well, that's a swamp. You see? Below the fog.
Great black pools. It's like a nightmare.
But the fog? The voices? The devil himself is in it.
See anyone, Frank?
No. In the fog there somewhere.
There are no voices. Victor! I tell you, I hear them! Bobby,
The picture's gone. What could that possibly mean?
Well, the thread's broken now, Dot. Oh, there must be Ladue. Now let him in, will you, Dot, while I put the crystal away? Oh,
all right.
Well, good evening, madame. I ask your pardon for disturbing you. I must have been given the number of your suite by mistake.
Mr. Ladue?
Yes?
Come in. I'm Frank Chandler's sister, Dorothy Regent.
Enchanté, madame.
Well, good evening, Ladue.
Bonsoir, Frank.
I was just going downstairs. We'll meet you in the lounge in a little while, Frank.
Yes, Don. Well, it's good to see you again, Ladue. Sit down, won't you?
Merci. Your sister works with you, mon ami?
Oh, no. She and her children are on their way home to California. They came this far with me, and they're sailing day after tomorrow.
She is charming, your sister.
Thank you.
But we must speak of this business of ours, no?
I don't even know what it is. I had a code message from Washington saying you'd ask for my help.
Because if anyone can learn the truth from these Arabs, it is you.
Well, let's hear about it.
Ah, oui. Chandler, there is a strange rumor in the native quarter. At first, I dismissed it. Naturally, the tale of a great fog would fascinate Moroccans to whom fog is unknown.
A great fog?
It is said to be produced by a man. Not an evil spirit, vous comprenez. A man.
Who's he supposed to be? And where?
That is unknown. But in this international zone, as you know, any man may enter without question.
Yes, I know. Tangier is a refugee's paradise.
Weimar, Spanish Republicans, Jews, French collaborationists.
You know, Ledoux, this fog story reminds me of a deadly fog in Belgium some years ago.
Ah, bravo. Our minds agree, mon ami. In Liège it occurred.
And a great mystery, too.
A mystery which was never solved. But I have sent to Brussels for a copy of the intelligence report which was made at the time. Unfortunately, it cannot arrive in Tangier before tomorrow evening.
Hmm. Well, of course, I know better than to discount those Arab rumors entirely. And I have reason to believe this one's true.
Eh? Come on, but how could you know of this?
I'd rather not go into it, if you don't mind. Ledoux, I'd like to see the report from Brussels before I do anything at all.
Mais naturellement. It will arrive by the airplane from Marseille tomorrow evening.
It'll save us a lot of time, you know. Names might be mentioned, for instance.
Yes, of course. You, Chandler, you might spend the day tomorrow conducting your sister and her children through the bazaar.
Well, as a matter of fact, they're going on a sightseeing trip across the mountains. I think now I'll go along.
Oui, a good idea.
Anyway, I'll call you as soon as we get back, late in the afternoon. All right.
In just a moment, we'll raise the curtain again on tonight's story of terror and magic. Now you can grow exhibition carnations, the great, big, beautiful carnations that you've admired at flower shows. For just 35 cents, that's right, for just 35 cents and one box top from a package of White King granulated soap, Chandu will send you three live-growing carnation plants postpaid. These exhibition-type carnations will bear huge double-petaled blossoms, armloads of them. You'd pay up to $1.35 for carnation plants like these at any nursery. And in each selection of three carnation plants, there are three beautiful carnation colors. The first is a pure, glistening white. The second is a rich, satiny, cardinal red. And the third is a real sensation, a new variegated carnation that blends carmine, rose, and creamy yellow. Remember, you can have all three of these florist-quality carnation plants for only 35 cents in coin and a White King soap box top. Mail to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Allow 2 weeks for delivery. That address again is Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. Yes, indeed, for washing clothes or dishes, you'll love White King. Spanish Morocco, a dry plateau beyond the mountains from Tangier. A car jolting along a lonely road which has dwindled to invisibility under the setting sun. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
The road may be shorter, but I'd just as soon get back in one piece.
I bet we'd have been in Tangier by this time if we'd gone back the way we came, Uncle Frank.
Yes, we would, Betty. Look here, Gabriel.
Tell him not to drive so fast.
Slow down. Turn on your lights.
As you see, Yassidi.
Hey, hold it. The road runs right off into nowhere up ahead.
No, Shop. It runs down into the valley beyond. You will be in Tangier in 1 hour.
Hour? That's impossible.
Maybe we should turn around and go back, Frank.
I've been thinking of that, Dot. But it's so far. I don't like the way that engine sounds. Gabri, are you carrying extra gas?
Eish, the cool.
Petrol, essence, gasoline.
Analam Fahima.
Now stop a minute and I'll see for myself.
Doesn't he know?
He says he doesn't understand, Bob. Gabri, stop the car.
We go down now, Yassidi.
It's too steep. Stop, Gabri.
In 1 moment, you will be on the other side of the small valley, Sip.
Uncle Frank, that looks like fog down there.
Oh, fog?
That's just what it is.
I hate driving in the fog. What if we should meet another car on this narrow road?
We haven't seen a car since we left that village hours ago, Bet.
Brother, it's like driving into soup.
Oh, it's weird. How could there be a fog like this in the middle of a desert?
Fog, my gal, is often caused by layers of cold air over a warm water surface, such as a swamp.
Oh, Bob, don't.
Well, there could be a swamp here, Mom, at the bottom of the hill.
I know there is.
Mother, what makes you say that?
Can you see anything, Mom? I can't. Oh, great.
I bet we are out of gas, Uncle Frank.
You seek justice!
Cover him.
I have brought you to this place as I told him, but I would not stay in this valley for 1 million real franchiwi. It is the home of Shaitan!
Oh, he sounded as if he ran out of gas on purpose.
Of course he did, but him.
Frank, what are we going to do? This dreadful place.
I've been trying to decide that for the last 15 minutes. I thought Gabri was lost and wouldn't admit it.
We could sit in the car all night.
Well, even so, we can't walk back to Tangier, Betty.
If you're going to sit in the car, we'll have to push it over to the side of the road. We'll leave the lights on as long as the batteries last.
The light bounces back off the fog as if it were solid.
Stay right here by the car, darling. You might step into the swamp before you know it.
Mom, how do you know there's a swamp?
Oh!
Betty! Oh! Betty, what is it, dear?
There was a light in the fog. And a face. I saw it. Just beyond the light.
I hear the voices again.
Come into the light, will you?
You seem like human beings.
Well, thanks.
I know what things lurk always in the fog. Voices singing. Was it you?
Frank, don't you recognize his voice?
Mom, what is this?
Let it go, Bob. Our car's out of gasoline and the driver's run off. Is there a village near here?
Nein, not a village. Native huts by the swamp.
Swamp? You sure called it, Mom.
But in the forest, I could hear them singing.
Listen to me. Is there anyone here but you?
He is here. Barbier.
Barbier?
In one of the huts he lives.
Oh, this fog! The devil himself is in it!
Look here. Can you find the way to Mr. Barbier's hut? He must have a car. He might sell us some gasoline.
Jawohl, mein Herr. Aber Herr Barbier does not...
Well, how can you find your way around in the fog without falling into the swamp?
I know the path, Fräulein.
Well, let's not just stand here. I don't wonder the fog gets on your nerves.
I will take you to my hut to wait. Herr Barbier does not like strangers. Follow close behind me.
Which side of the path is the swamp on, anyway?
To your right.
What's Mr. Barbier doing out here in the valley?
He has not told me, my dear. Here is my hut. There's no door and the fog is everywhere. But there is a roof. A man feels safer on the roof, nicht wahr?
I'd just as soon wait right out here.
Oh, no. At least we'll know we won't step off the path into the swamp. Come on.
Are there candles in here? Or a lantern?
Nein. Herr Barbier has only enough light for himself.
He's the other man we heard.
Heard when? Mother.
Last night. Uncle Frank and I saw this place in the crystal.
Holy Moses.
I knew then there was a reason for it. But Gabri didn't know until the last minute I was coming.
Oh, yes, he did. I told him as soon as you decided to come with us.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I'll go into that with Barbier when I see him.
How many are there, Victor?
Four, Herr Barbier. But these people have not the voices I heard from the forest.
I have told you 100 times there can have been no voices. I have lived here for almost a year, and I have seen no one. The huts were abandoned long ago.
They could be filled with natives, and you would not know. This fog...
Imbecile! The fog is only so dense at this season of the year. Usually it is very thin, a mist rising among the trees.
I know there is something creeping through the forest in the fog.
Non. I did not ask you to come here. You stumbled down the path and begged me to hide you. Now the fog has hidden you, and still you complain. I am tired of it. Go away.
Barbier, you know I cannot go. I will be captured.
If you could not endure the discipline of the Foreign Legion, why did you enlist in it?
What else was there for me? I was a soldier.
But the army was demobilized.
The Führer would be proud of you. Screaming all night of voices from the forest.
I heard the voices. I heard them.
After tonight, you will not hear them again. The fog is ideal for my experiment.
What?
It is well to have a witness if I myself should not live.
If stay in this, mein Herr, Barbier...
Victor, the Legion will salute you if you take my secret back to them. Every country on the earth will salute you. But I do not expect to die.
Barbier...
Attendez, Victor. After tonight, nothing will live in this valley. Birds, animals, men, nothing. Now, go and bring the Americans, Victor.
Where do you suppose that man can be all this time?
Victor, I'm beginning to think he isn't coming back to this hut at all. I'll go and find Barbier myself.
Uncle Frank, you can't.
I can try.
You might walk off into the swamp and never get out.
Listen, Bob. Frank, wait.
I hear them, Doc. They're still a long way off. But there's someone standing just outside the doorway.
What?
I can't see him, but I know he's there. Mr. Barbier?
I am Malumi. Dumbala is angry. Strangers have come to Wadi Aldaba.
Dumbala?
For a village that's supposed to be empty.
Dumbala's a powerful African god. Servant of Dumbala, hear my words. If you could look into my face, you would know I speak the truth. We do not wish to look upon the ceremony of sacrifice.
You know this?
Yes, but I thought it was never held outside the jungle, far away.
In the month when the mist becomes cloud, to hide the face of Dumbala from the sight of men, his servants come again to this forgotten wadi for this ceremony of blood.
Holy Moses!
Miss Bobby, you can't possibly have anything to do with that.
He must have paid that driver to bring us here.
Yes. And now I know why. Alumi, you know where Bobby is?
It is so.
Take me to him, and I promise you we'll all go away before the ceremony begins.
The mouth of the stranger is filled with lies.
You can listen to the words I say to Barbier. You know I would not put my sister and her daughter into the hands of Dumbala.
You know the power of Dumbala.
Very well.
Walk behind me.
Frank, we're not going to stay here while you walk off into the fog.
No, I don't care what Mr. Barbier is doing. He must have lights in his house.
All right, come along. How far is it, Alumi?
Only the length of two spears from the place of sacrifice. Walk behind me.
Here's a light right beside us.
Is this the house, Alumi? Alumi, where are you?
Uncle Frank, is he gone?
He disappeared into the fog. Well, it doesn't matter if this is... Mr. Barbier! The rest of you'd better stay out here for a minute.
Oh, no. Let's go in where there's some light.
No doubt. Wait here.
Why?
Because there may be trouble.
Ah, bonsoir, monsieur. I had begun to think Victor had lost his way in the fog. Please come in.
Victor didn't come back to get us. One of the natives showed us the way.
Monsieur, the fog has deluded you. There are no natives here. Please come in. Your sister and the others also.
They'll wait outside, thanks. You know who we are?
Naturellement. The driver who arranged matters in Tangier.
Oh, yes, naturally. Well, Mr. Barbier, if you have a car here, you better get it out on the road, fog or no fog, and call Victor before it's too late.
Oh, monsieur, you are not returning to Tangier. You see, for my experiment, it is necessary that you remain.
There's no time to waste. The natives have come back for their annual ceremony of sacrifice to their god, Dumbala.
The natives, zut!
Yes. If you knew what I know about that hideous ceremony...
Monsieur, I am not to be frightened by your talk of witchcraft.
Have you a car here or not? Victor said...
Oh, oui. But we do not speak of that. Of a truth, you must be astonished to see what I have made of this hut so far from civilization. N'est-ce pas?
Not at all.
Comment?
The Arabs have been talking about it in the bazaars of Tangier.
Huh?
You should have known they would when you hired them to bring in this equipment.
They could not have understood its purpose. They showed no interest. They spoke only Arabic.
Those metal cylinders, for instance. They're to furnish the pressure for your artificial fog, I suppose?
You think the fog in this valley is artificial?
Oh, no. But you're planning to add a vapor of your own invention. To permeate this fog and kill everything in the valley.
Diabel.
You see, other people besides you remember what happened in Liège years ago.
Zit! Let them remember! Oh, you think when I have demonstrated the deadly vapor which can settle over an entire countryside and kill all the life in it, I will find no buyer for it, huh? Each country will clamor to be the first to pay me for my secret.
Don't men like you ever learn? Even a rumor in an Arab bazaar was enough to start a dozen countries searching for you to make sure this devilish invention could never be used.
It is a lie. I do not believe you.
Barbier, it would almost serve you right if Dambala's worshippers did get hold of you. But that's going too far, even for you. Where's that car?
I will not be tricked in...
Listen, you can hear the drums. Don't be a fool, Barbier. The ceremony will begin any minute. Betty, what is it? What's the matter?
I'm afraid.
She was standing right out here a second ago. Come on back, Bet.
Betty, here.
Stay where you are, Betty. You might step off into the swamp. I'll come and get you.
There's somebody right here beside me. Let me go. I'm afraid.
For the climax of tonight's story of terror and magic in the Forgotten Valley... We'll raise the curtain in just a moment. Don't forget that Chandu's sensational carnation plant offer brings you three live-growing carnation plants for only 35 cents and a box top from a package of White King granulated soap. What's more, these plants are not the type of carnations you'd ordinarily see in home gardens. They are the lavishly beautiful carnations you see on exhibition at fairs and flower shows. The kind of carnations you buy for special occasions at finer florist shops. Just imagine growing such flowers in your very own garden. Just imagine having quantities of sweet-scented carnations for cut flowers all summer long. And in each three-plant assortment, there are three glorious carnation colors. Cardinal red, white, and a new carmine rose and creamy yellow variegated carnation. All yours for only 35 cents in coin and a White King soap box top mailed to Chandu, Chandu, Los Angeles 21. That address again is Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Please print your name and put sufficient postage on your envelope. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. Morocco. Night. A remote valley, its deadly swamp concealed in a smothering fog. Hidden, too, is the ceremonial fire of the pagan god, Dambala. We return you to Chandu. The Magician.
Monsieur Chandler, is that the native ceremony we hear?
Keep quiet, Bobby. Betty, answer me.
Keep talking, darling, so we'll know where you are.
Now I shall learn whether these savages die more slowly than civilized men and women.
Oh, keep still, can't you?
Betty! Betty!
Hurry, Uncle Frank, I'm so scared!
Well, you're probably only a few feet away, dear. The fog makes all our voices sound different.
Do not be afraid, mademoiselle. In 5 minutes, you will have ceased to suffer.
Don't say that, stop it.
But I will release the vapor now, madame.
I have waited long for this moment.
For Pete's sake, what is that?
Frank!
Listen, Betty. As soon as the fog lifts, start over this way toward the fire. It's right behind us.
Oh, Victor. You can't wait for the fog to lift.
It'll only be a minute now, Dot. Look.
Fire bleu! The wind!
Oh, thank goodness.
But this cannot be! The wind never blows in this valley! The wind never blows!
Mother, I can see the fire now.
Mom, there's Betty right there.
Be careful. That black pool beside you. Yeah,
give me your hand, honey. That's it.
No.
Oh, I thought I was going to sink right down in that awful mud. Oh, Mother.
You're all right now, dear. Don't cry.
The fog's almost gone. Look up. See the stars.
Was it your magic, Uncle Frank?
Perhaps.
Not a minute too soon, if you ask me. What did that guy mean about releasing a vapor anyway?
It's blown away now, Bob, with the fog. And before we go, I'll see that it's blown away for good.
But where is he, Frank? He was standing right here. Oh.
Holy Moses.
Is that the witch doctor in the hideous mask?
Yes, Dot. Go on down the path, all of you.
I don't see Mr. Barbier.
He's lying on the ground, Betty, in front of the fire. And nothing can save him now. Go on. You needn't hear this.
Hear what? Why can't he get up? He's not tied or anything.
The black-hearted one will die at the feet of Dambala.
Barbier's tied with something stronger than rope.
Dambala speaks. The heart of him who defiled the altar of Dambala will stop. Man of evil, listen to the beating of the drum.
I do not fear. I do not fear witchcraft.
Listen to the beating of the drum. Dambala's drum.
Frank, this is horrible. Can't you do something?
No one can do anything, Dot.
Death. 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 Dambala has spoken.
Take me with you to Tangier. Take me with you. The worst discipline of the Legion rather than this.
So that's who you are, Victor, a deserter. Where's Barbier's car?
I will show you. I will show you. Only let us leave this valley of the devil.
Frank, did Mr. Barbier really die just from that ceremony?
It always happens just like that, Dot.
Oh, but jeepers, how can it?
No one knows, Bob. You see, there are more kinds of magic than you think.
Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. Betty by Joy Terry, and Bob by Lee Millar. Victor is Jack Crucian, Ledoux is John Daner, and Barbier is played by Rolf Sedan. Special musical effects are by Corla Pondit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. The makers of White King have brought you this program of mystery, romance, and intrigue. Chandu, the Magician. speaking, this is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.